I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Used, abused, without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
The music you just heard is from Don't Believe the Hype by Public Enemy. It's with these lyrics that Ann Ferguson opens her book titled Bad Boys, Public Schools in the Making of Black Masculinity. Ferguson is Associate Professor Emeritus of Afro-American Studies, Smith College. The words capture two prevailing images in the U.S., the black man as a fearsome criminal, and the black man as an endangered species, used and abused. Ferguson's project, through ethnographic study, is to uncover the role of public schools in this making of the black man. In her own words, it is an account of the power of institutions to create, shape, and regulate social identities. The book, originally published in 2000, is considered a classic text. In 2021, it was reissued with a new bibliographic essay by Ferguson. Sadly, what it reveals about black boys and schooling changed very little during the two intervening decades. Black boys fare so poorly in the public school systems of this country that we talk about their experience as a school-to-prison pipeline. Ferguson set out to understand how that worked, to learn about black boys. What very often happened instead is that she learned from black boys. It is Horace, for example, who points out that she will understand nothing about him and his friends if she did not listen to their music. Horace is 12 years old, a so-called troublemaker and a negative standard, as reflected in teachers' comments like, "So-and-so is a problem, but he's no Horace." Ferguson, however, finds Horace to be bright and socially sophisticated. Through him, she comes to see the kids as, quote, "resourceful social actors who took an active role in shaping their daily experiences, who devise strategies for negotiating and maneuvering within structures of power." At Rosa Parks Elementary in Oakland, where Ferguson hangs out for 3+ years, kids are evaluated and sorted into the various rungs of a social hierarchy. Ferguson draws on radical schooling theory to illustrate the hidden curriculum that, quote, "reflects the cultural hegemony of the dominant class and works to reinforce and reproduce that dominance by exacerbating and multiplying, rather than diminishing or eliminating, the inequalities children bring from home or neighborhood to school." Ferguson shows how classifying the kids takes place primarily through punishment. The teachers, both black and white, well-meaning and sometimes ambivalent, nonetheless actively collude in the process. Ironically, it is the black educators who most strictly enforce the repression of black speech, yet another denigration of black culture and identity. Black boys are pushed to derace themselves, to camouflage themselves through acting white. At the same time, black children, as opposed to the white students, are adultified. It is not childhood exuberance behind their misbehavior, but something more adult and sinister. Furthermore, the mistakes they make are viewed as individual choices and rarely as the result of a broader and racist social context that diminishes their lives and opportunities. Much of Ferguson's book focuses on the school from the point of view of the black boys and how they configure themselves as black and male in a space where they are seen as problems or failures. Ferguson finds that the school day for the kids is, quote, "tedious, interminable, and kills any creative impulse." Getting into trouble is a way to make the day more interesting. For a black boy, it's also a way to make a reputation. Reggie is a kid who disrupts the class, and he brags about it to Ferguson, quote, "The teacher says," and he mimics a high-pitched, fussy voice, "you not the teacher of this class." "And then I say," he adopts a sprightly, cheeky tone, "oh, yes, I am." "Then she say, No, you're not, and if you got a problem, you can just leave. I say, okay, and leave. End quote. Ferguson points out that these theatrics not only help Reggie distinguish himself within the classroom, but also work to challenge adult power in ways that can expose its chinks and weaknesses. The bad boys, she writes, are astute observers. They are aware of the ranking and labeling and critically reflect on the process itself. They draw on community and family-derived perspectives to create a different narrative about themselves other than man-boys who are headed for prison. It's a process that necessarily involves a de-identification with the school and active not-learning as a strategy to create and preserve a sense of self that is more congruent with their own communities. Bad Boys is an academic text, but it is highly readable. Ferguson writes with considerable humility, grace, and erudition. She includes a generous sampling of her field notes, which bring to life the points she is making. I found that some of the most delightful passages involve reflections on her own behavior. She writes about the time, for example, when she gets caught up in surreptitious communication with a boy named Chris, about how to construct what are called cootie catchers. While the teacher drones on, Chris signals her how to make one. They go back and forth until Ferguson realizes that she's engaged in a thrilling complicity to break the rules. Despite the momentary thrills, Ferguson's story is heartbreaking. Horace, she notes in her introduction to the reissued text, once her intelligent guide to a black boy's world, has been in and out of jail since his youth and may very well be headed for San Quentin. This is Patricia Kohlberg for the Old Mole Variety Hour. I've been talking about the book by Ann Ferguson called Bad Boys, Public Schools in the Making of Black Masculinity.
Come on! Turn up the radio! They're claiming I'm a criminal! But now I wonder how? Some people never know. The enemy could be the friend guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist priest to teach the
all. Cause some they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Used, abused, without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe.